Some of the nation's top conservatives are assembled in New Orleans today at the Southern Republican Leadership Conference.
America says no to government-run health care, no to government-owned car companies, no to government-controlled banks, and no to bigger and bigger government. No, no, no.
That's RNC Chairman Michael Steele, but it's not all cheers and hollers coming from the right. Some people are saying Michael Steele should resign over a scandal involving a few of his staffers and a sex club. Tom Fetzer is the GOP's North Carolina state chair, and this week he sent an open letter to Steele. In it he wrote, "I believe that the best service you can render to your party at this critical juncture is to graciously step aside and allow the party to move on from this current quagmire."
I like Michael. There are many things to admire about him. But the party faithful have lost confidence in the Republican National Committee, and I don't think that confidence can be restored absent new leadership and a new direction.
Is this really about spending a couple thousand dollars at a sex club by a few of Steele's staff members? Is it really about that?
It's not all about that, but it's certainly a symptom of continuing allegations of fiscal irresponsibility, mismanagement, a lack of attention. The RNC is raising a lot of money, but it's also spending a lot of money and not banking a lot of money. The total amount in the account is about half of what it was when Michael took office. And these things are of grave concern. And if you're going to be the party that's going to be a force for reform and transparency and ethics, it's incumbent upon you to reflect those values in your internal business affairs. And we have not been doing that.
Tom Fetzer, you're not alone in having called for Mr. Steele's resignation, but you still are a bit of an outlier among your colleagues on the National Committee. Do you have any concerns about that?
No, I don't. I have not attempted to orchestrate any movement. I did not call other chairmen or National Committee members about this. This was just something that I felt. I felt Michael needed to hear a message. I don't expect that he will resign. I don't expect that two-thirds of the Republican National Committee members will call on him to resign. But I'm not sure that the folks in Washington adequately understand what is going on here at the grassroots level. I think they underestimate the American people's desire for a dramatic shift away from business as usual. And this looks and feels and reads and sounds like business as usual coming from Washington. And it's not what the Republican Party needs to be about in this, the most critical of years.
Tom Fetzer is the North Carolina chairman of the Republican Party. He joined us from his office in Raleigh. Mr. Fetzer, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Yes, ma'am. I enjoyed it.